get on out of here. It has been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again Monday. Thanks to Mike and Michelle for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Start planning for the fair, but start enjoying your weekend as we start to get cooler after this last bit of storms. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. You listen to Good Morning Hunterdon on JibberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We need to work together to bridge our divides, not stoke even more divisiveness.
The former secretary also said that everyone's safer when there's respect for the law and when they're respected by the law. The meeting included police chiefs from Los Angeles, Seattle, and Tucson. Meanwhile, Donald Trump sent a message to victims of the flooding in Louisiana.
Through words cannot express the sadness one feels at times like this. I hope everyone in Louisiana knows that our country is praying for them.
Today, Donald Trump will visit Louisiana and Michigan. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton takes the day off, as it is the birthday of possible first man, Bill Clinton, turning 70. This is USA Radio News, news 24 hours a day at www.usaradio.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson says his numbers are still growing.
I'm really optimistic that we will be in the debates. And, as crazy as this campaign season is, I might be the next president of the United States.
Many people say that voting for you or Dr. Jill Stein is a waste of a vote.
Is voting for Trump a wasted vote? Is voting for Clinton a wasted vote, given that Gary Johnson has risen so far, so fast?
A drunk driving crackdown is underway in New York State. Scott Pringle has more.
There were more than 7,000 crashes in New York State involving alcohol last year. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign means more DWI checkpoints and increased patrols. Police looking for drunk drivers. They'll also be looking for drivers on drugs. Illegal drugs contributed to more than 800 crashes in the state last year. This campaign goes through Labor Day. It's part of a national crackdown on drunk drivers. Scott Pringle, New York.
USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams-Stoll.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson has toured parts of flood-ravaged Louisiana as the feds ramp up their response to the disaster. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
And our biggest response response issue right now is the housing needs and getting people someplace to stay.
And FEMA Chief Craig Fugate says the damage in Louisiana from record flooding recently is rivaling damage from Hurricane Katrina. At least 13 people have been killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In other flood news, Terry Chaconis of the Ellicott City Partnership says there's a lot of support for restoration.
The outpouring of love for Ellicott City has been phenomenal.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City will invest $150 million into five anchor parks.
Chosen few parks, primarily in more well-off areas, that had big conservancies and big budgets, and the rich got richer. And then we saw a lot of parks like St. Mary's that served a huge number of people and just weren't getting investment.
Firefighters continue to gain ground on the Clayton Fire in Northern California. It's 60% contained, and Anchorage burned remains at just under 4,000.
In this case, we have a lot of structures that were destroyed. So we need to go through each structure and make sure they're all cooled down, that there's no chance for any heat and or embers to come out of there if a wind develops.
I'm Rod Williams Stoll. This is USA Radio News.
I was mad I missed the practice because it was a good one, and obviously we got a lot of good work done.
Team USA's women's basketball team takes on France in the semifinals today. Tip-off at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, the U.S. after its sixth straight gold medal. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams Stoll.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home
Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 73 cloudy, humid degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 2 p.m., and partly sunny with a high near 88. Tonight there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. with a low around 67. Friday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 88. And then Saturday and Sunday there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Partly sunny each day with a high of 86.
Sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle.
morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Wimberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices, and we're 2 seconds into the show, and Jennifer's already giving me hands.
Started by families, for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We're over in Clinton Township, 74 over in Branchburg, 70 in East Amwell, 73 in Kingwood, 70 in Quakertown, 70 in Frenchtown, 72 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon, and Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, they go up to the upper, they go down to the upper. They strike all the ladies and steal all the scene with their up to the upper and their down to the upper. Up, up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the crowd.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Bixie here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. How do you mix Lindbergh and flying machines together? It works perfectly. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on, you know, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It is Aviation Day today. So, celebrating all those people and all those ways that people get up in the air, including balloons. We had the Balloon Festival not so long ago. We got local airports around here. We got helicopters. Who knows what else we'll come up with in the near future. It is 11 after 8. Got to get you traffic. And when some of you don't drive well, you have your own flying machine. Shouldn't be that way, and it turns out that it's probably flying off the road. So let's find out who has decided to make their car a flying machine today. Well, we have just an incident on 202 and southbound Raritan Township in front of Ditchman Ford. There's an accident. Came out as of 7:49 this morning, so 202 is going to be blocked up for a little bit. Because people getting around that and other people trying to take a look at it. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Watch out for that heavy downpours that might be coming tomorrow. Good morning, Hunter and Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. Time to see what is on HuntonChamberRadio.com's schedule for today. Well, I'm on until 10. We have Michelle Heidi back. We'll talk with her about the markets yesterday. And then at 8:40, we talk with Mike at the movies. Mike giving us three movies. And I got a preview of it last night, so we'll be chatting about those. Mike gives us three movies, one in the theaters, one that you can catch as a stream. on your streaming devices or on a DVD, and one that's his pick of the week. And so you're guaranteed at least one. Usually you get three. Not bad. Susan Lax is in at 10 o'clock. Susan Lax is the executive director of Hunter and Helpline. And she comes in at 10 o'clock doing Hands Across Hunter and telling us all about her organization, the experiences that her organization has with the people they serve, and the other service organizations that Hunter and Helpline encounters and brings into the fold for helping those people in Hunter County. You got a problem, I guarantee you, Hunter and Helpline will help you solve it. They have amazing volunteers over there, and Susan Lax brings all that to you, 10 to 11, to explain to you the whole process and all the different services that they provide. You think of it, they got it. Home Sweet Home. It's Patrick Gregory and Steve Bailey. From the basement to the attic and everything in between, to help you try and maintain your house, get it up to the best value it can be, trying to avoid more expensive repairs later on. So Steve and Patrick bring you all that from 11 to 12. Awaken Your Purpose is on from 1 to 2. Bob Burns comes in and does that. And then he is Living Consciously as a Master Motivator from 2 to 3. Pat Smits tells us all about legal issues in Hunterdon County from 4 to 5. And then she's joined by two other attorney friends, Bill Wolfson and John Manfreda, for the sports guys, and they're starting to throw down. Pat is a Packers fan. Bill is a Philadelphia fan. John is a Giants fan. And the three of them are already starting to talk smack about the upcoming season. So we're in the middle of preseason. And those of you who are trying to get your fantasy drafts together, we're in the middle of baseball season, wrapping up and getting into the playoff hunt. So they'll talk about national sports, including the upcoming NCAA football season and the Olympics. We've got tons of things to talk about. All there, the sports guys coming in from 5 to 6. That's the entire Hunter-Shimmer.com lineup. It's all there on the Hunter-Shimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back right after I get out of my plane.
No magnificent man in the flying machine. They go up to the up, they go down to the up. They trample the ladies and steal the scene. Lift their up to the up, up and they're down to the
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter and Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Alright, little Billy Joel, Root Beer Rail, get off of me with BradandLux.com, celebration influences for the week and the day. So, it's National Motorcycle Week, it's National Chef's Appreciation Week. We got Bill, Chef Bill on 11 o'clock on Mondays. We got Gary Malgieri, the Food Scout, on Tuesdays, helping you understand and appreciate our local restaurants. Feeding Pets of the Homeless Week. We got NJN Meals that helps with that. I've had them on my show. National Resurrect Romance Week. Second full week of August. It's kind of interesting. National Aviation Week started on the 15th. Today is Aviation Day. It's Minority Enterprise Development Week. North American Organic Brewers Week, something you can take advantage of. National Safe at Home Week starts on the 22nd. Be Kind to Humankind Week starts on the 25th. For today, it is Aviation Day. We already told you that. It is Men's Grooming Day. It's World Humanitarian Day. It's International Orangutan Day. And it's Black Cow Root Beer Float Day. Celebrations and emerges for the week and the day from BrownieLox.com and Billy Joel. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and Dave Hutchinson of NJ Advanced Media reports yesterday that pharmaceutical giant opening new campus in New Jersey. So here we are. We had a couple years ago that Merck had decided it was going to move on out. But what were we going to do? What were we going to do? Well, and what was going to happen to all those jobs? Well, it looks like it's not a perfect fit. But certainly to help is this pharmaceutical giant, Mallinckrodt PLC, announced Thursday that it plans to build a new campus in the township of Bedminster for its fast-growing specialty brands business, according to a report in the St. Louis Business Journal. United Kingdom-based Mallinckrodt, which has its U.S. headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri, said it will build a new campus in the Somerset Financial Center in Bedminster. The report said the company said it will invest over $80 million in the state and expects to hire approximately 400 people for the new campus in the first quarter of next year. Mallinckrodt, which has made several recent acquisitions, said it wants to consolidate its operations for the Specialty Brands Group, which are focused on products in the company's autoimmune and rare diseases and hospital businesses, the report said. With this base and the recognizing the important concentration of specialty pharmaceutical talent and intellectual capital in the area, we believe consolidating our specialty brands organization in New Jersey provides compelling value, Mallinckrodt President and CEO Mark Trudeau said in a statement. So it's not the 2,000-plus jobs that we lost out of Merck, but it's a stepping stone. and we're going to have investment in New Jersey. Yes, it's not in Hunterdon County. I know it's in Somerset County, but we'll take every little help that we can get. So around the corner could be 400 new jobs. So those of you who still live in the area that still have those special skills for pharmaceuticals for Merck might want to start checking out and sprucing up your resume. Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our celebrity birthdays for Tay, August 19, 2016. In Shameless, it's Ethan Kutkoski is 17. From Romeo, it's Romeo Miller, 27. Little Rascals, Travis Tetford is 28. From Housebound, Morgana O'Reilly is 31. General Hospital's J. Evan Bonifant is 31. The Inbetweeners movies, Simon Bird, 32. From Underworld, Rise of the Lycans, Tanya Nolan is 33. The Young and the Restless, it's got to be everybody's got to be on that show. Tamin Sursok is 33. Rookie Blue, Peter Mooney is 33. Parenthood's Erica Christensen is 34. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Melissa Fumero is 34. Cinderella Story, Amy Lynn Chadwick is 36. From Epic Movie, Adam Campbell's 36. Hawaii Five-O's Michelle Borth, 38. 38th birthday of Thomas Q. Jones from Straight Outta Compton. Strictly Sexual, Brooke Muller is 39. Dead Like Me, Callum Blue, 39. From Looper, Tracy Toms is 41. Actress in Star Wars movies, Ahmad Best. Actor, Ahmad Best is 43. Castaways, Vavika Davis is 47. Phone Booth, Paula Jai Parker is 47. Matthew Perry is 47 from Friends. Country music singer, Clay Walker, 47. Country music singer, Leanne Womack is 50. From The Closer, Kyra Cedric is 51. Pulp Fiction's Maria de Medeiros, 51. From Entourage, Kevin Dillon, 51. Can't Buy Me Love, Darcy DeMoss is 53. Full House, John Stamos, 53. The Wedding Singer, Matthew Glave, 53. 54th birthday of Valerie Kaprisky from Breathless. Insomnia, Martin Donovan, 59. Daniel Boone's Darby Hinton is 59. Chicago Hope, Adam Arkin, 60. American Beauty's Peter Gallagher, 61. Star Trek, TNG, Jonathan Franks, 64. From Chips, Randy Oakes is 65. Queen's bassist, John Deacon is 65. Puppy Family singer, Susan Jack, 68. Downton Abbey's Jim Carter, 68. Simon & Simon, Gerald McCready, 69. Bill Clinton is 70 today. He might be the first husband, first spouse. Deep Purple singer, Smoke on the Water, Ian Gillan is 71. Country music singer from Bayou Boys, Eddie Raven, 72. Singer of Little Children, Billy J. Kramer, 73. And Diamonds Are Forever, Jill St. John, 76. Singer of I Can See Clearly Now, Johnny Nash, is 76. Cream Jummer, Ginger Baker, is 77. The other, Diana Muldaur, is 78. Ten Commandments, Deborah Padgett, is 73. And actor in Casino, L.Q. Jones, is 89. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hornchipper.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a little bit. Michelle Heidi's up next.
You get your fill in. single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living like me, taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I will not rest until children of every color in this country are fully included in the American dream.
A different sound today from Donald Trump after the shakeup in his campaign team. Jacqueline Murray and Catherine Tharp, the owner of a daycare service and an employee, are charged in the death of a 10-month-old baby, Talia Brigham. Marion County Prosecutor Michael Leffler says that the child was strangled in a car seat.
I believe that the chest buckles were buckled and the bottom one in the groin area was not.
Detroit Police Captain Mark Thornton says a child's mother eased a vehicle closer to the house for a car wash and was unaware that their 10-month-old girl was in front of a tire.
The father of the child was in the backyard playing with some of the other children. Unfortunately, the 10-month-old had just started walking and wandered off.
USA Radio News.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Do you wonder why prescription drug prices are so high? So did the California Senate.
The amendments that we understand will be coming out watered it down such that I didn't think it was worth moving forward.
State Senator Ed Hernandez of West Covina, California, made the decision to stop moving on SB 1010, but admitted...
So you take a drug like Harvoni or Sovaldi, which is close to $100,000 a treatment, they can raise it to up to $24,000, $23,000 without notifying anybody, and that's a huge increase.
The third-party candidates are getting noticed. Jason Wirt reports.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. She said most Americans don't realize where a majority of their income tax goes.
Taking up to almost half of your income taxes are going to these wars that are not making us safer. They're actually making us less secure.
Stein said that money could be used for programs like free college. I'm Jason Wirt.
All right, it's time for the investment update. I got Michelle Heidi on the line. Michelle, do you know where your income tax money is going? I don't hear you. That's not good. You there? Michelle? Michelle?
Yeah.
There you are. Okay.
Okay.
All right, they are just reporting, do you know where your income tax money is going? They're complaining that a majority of our income tax money is actually funding the war. I don't know if that's completely accurate.
Sure.
But That was on the last news bite there. I don't know if you caught that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did not get to hear that. Ah.
So, here we are. It is Friday.
Yes.
I don't know if this week is the witching week. Is it the with the options expiration?
Let's see.
Or is that? It's probably next week.
That's a good question. I think it might be next week.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because I'm not seeing anything about it today, so I have a feeling it's next week.
Okay.
But the big focus today is eyeing up the latest rig count for more signs that U.S. oil production could pick up with rising crude prices. And basically, the rise in oil prices defies a lot of the analyst expectations, but a lot of it's been driven by comments from OPEC members and other producers about a meeting taking place in late September that could involve discussion on freezing production. So right now, oil prices, let's say we have Brent crude trading at $50.62 and U.S. crude at $48.09 a barrel. So folks are focusing back on oil a little bit because I guess there's not a whole lot of other news happening out there other than the continued debate over the U.S. rate hike and when it may or may not occur, and that's currently dragging the European markets down a little bit. In overnight trading, we have the Asia-Pacific region closing mostly higher, although when we take a look at the week, the Nikkei is down about 2.2% for the week, so we still continue to see some choppiness going on over there, which is interesting because earlier this year, a lot of folks were expecting some really good things in terms of the Japanese stock market, but we're not necessarily seeing that much optimism today as we had a few months ago. But here in the U.S., as mentioned, let's see, everyone's focusing on oil this morning. Looks like the futures are still trading lower. We have the Dow futures down about 47, S&P down 5, NASDAQ down 13. A couple of companies reported earnings this morning. Let's see, I know John Deere reported. And they came in, wow, they came in well above estimates. They beat their estimates by about 94 cents. Well, their estimates were 94 cents a share, but they came in at $1.55 per share. But their revenue was slightly below forecast. See, it looks like Foot Locker beat estimates by 4 cents a share. They also beat on revenue. They saw a better-than-expected, almost 5% increase in same-store sales. And then, let's see, Gap, if we take a look at retail, they came in 1 cent above estimate, but they did give some lower-than-expected full-year guidance, basically saying that they were still unsatisfied with the pace of improvement with a lot of their other stores. So, as we know, we've got Gap, Banana Republic, Old Navy. They're all part of that same Gap brand. And other than that, let's see. There's not too many big, exciting headlines going on this morning, which, again, isn't a bad thing.
Yeah,
but it does look like the U.S. market will probably open at least a bit in the red this morning, and then we'll see where we go from here. Again, now that we're at kind of that point of, kind of fluctuating, staying within this current range, we'll see where we go from here.
Okay. It looks like earnings season's wrapping up, right?
Exactly. So we're pretty much wrapping up at this point. There's just a few more companies continuing to kind of trickle in over the next couple days, but then we'll be all wrapped up, and then, in another month and a half, we'll be talking about third quarter earnings.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going to bring up, is that we only get a small breather before we start talking about second quarter or third quarter earnings. And
exactly. And it's interesting. I know that the analysts are still expecting, the expectations aren't very great. They're still expecting negatives in terms of year over year for the third quarter.
Right.
But then once we get past that, it looks like they're starting to see getting back more into the positive zone overall. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. And when's the next Fed meeting? That's in September,
the
right?
The next Fed meeting is in September, so okay. Right around the middle of September. And I know yesterday, I think it was the San Francisco Fed president, again, made some statements, that he and a few of the other Fed presidents really think that something has to be done at some point soon so that it doesn't end up affecting things in a worse way longer term.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm looking for a confluence of sources, right? So we're in summer, and summer usually doesn't have a big move because everybody's kind of not paying attention to the markets. We're coming back into third quarter. Earnings is probably not going to coincide with the Fed meeting really well. So I would guess it's probably October when the Fed is going to give us more a better insight into what their next move is. And as you've brought up numerous times now, that move is probably happening in first quarter next year because there's no point in derailing the end of this year, getting in the middle of the presidential election and all that.
Right. Exactly.
And something happens. I don't know what it is. It's so weird, right? We talk about it every January. There's the December. It feels one way. January. It feels completely different. Everybody feels like a new optimism. It's a brand new year, and nothing really happened over the 15 days. But for whatever reason, it just feels different, and so it gives the Fed the ability to feel a little bit more freer about making that move that they're looking for. So, and when did they do the last one? It's been so long ago now. It was like a January, February, wasn't it?
I
don't want to put you on the spot. So, same thing.
Days go by so quickly. It's like, even on the personal side, I said to my daughter, was it this year or last year that you went away with Grammy for a few days to the beach? And she's like, Mom, it was earlier this year. I was like, okay.
Wow. Well, you're in for a treat. I used to lose 1 year. Now I lose five.
Yeah.
So just look forward to that.
Okay.
I'll sit there and go, wasn't it? What year? You start putting in decades. You go, what happened? When did we do that? So, yeah, just wait. It gets better. All right. Well, it's so quiet. What can I do? All right. So we'll sit tight. We'll go through the weekend, and then we'll find out on Monday what's really happening. And we're gearing up for next Friday for the options expirations, which usually has some type of effect. And then that's almost the last full week of October August. And we start, then Labor Day kicks in, and all of a sudden everybody wakes up and says, oh, we got to start doing investing again.
Exactly. So we'll see how the mind shift changes come September and post Labor Day when it's time to get back to business.
Sure. All right. Well, have a great weekend.
You too.
We're finally going to start to see a break in the weather. We're going to be in the 70s early next week. So
nice.
Yeah. How about that?
All right.
Well, so have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Right.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe Michelle and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Michelle helps me with the investment update and market update on Good Morning London, HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning London in just a moment.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Saturday night at the movies.
All right, it's time for Mike at the Movies, giving us three movies to talk about today. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. Doing all right.
All right. We're doing good. Weather's going to break. We got some movies to talk about.
Movies. The time.
So what do we do? One for us in the theaters. So why don't we start with that one? What's happening in theaters?
Begin with Suicide Squad. This is directed by David Ayer. It's rated R. It stars Will Smith, Margot Robbie, Jared Leto, Viola Davis. Okay, so what we have are a group of supervillains who are recruited by the government to take part in a very dangerous mission, and they are incarcerated, and they have the promise of pardons and all sorts of wonderful goodies should they survive, etc., etc. It's worth mentioning some of the villains that are present here. Okay, we have Will Smith as Deadshot, who's a deadly assassin who never misses, who has a child that he's rather fond of. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, who's the psychotic killer chick, if you will. Viola Davis as the government operative who puts them together. Jared Leto as the Joker. Okay.
The Joker from the Batman.
The Joker, the one, the only Joker, the Joker.
And a lot of other. There's not been an only, but okay.
Well, no, but the character.
Yes, I understand.
The character. The Joker, that Joker, yes, none other. Okay. I can't find the plot.
Hesitation says it all. You can't find the plot?
I can't find the plot. There is one, I think, but I can't find it. And I don't, unless you're a genuine fan, and that means a lot of, that could mean a number of things, there's really very little character development. And we have other characters as well that I didn't mention, and it's just, and then we have a mix of sort of the, we have supernatural elements in here that sort of mix uneasily with conventional sort of shoot 'em up and military style action fun.
Okay.
So, and the Joker, as portrayed by Jared Leto, comes off as, like a seedy lounge lizard type. I don't get the Prince of Nihilism, et cetera, et cetera. But, having said that, what shall I say? That it's a talented cast, and then continue to disparage the film. It is. There are talented people, but it's not enough. It's all such a slapdash, and you're sort of wondering what's going on, where are we, and ultimately not caring all that much.
So is there a tendency when this type of movie is put together, and where it's a large group of unique characters that have all these unique characteristics,
right,
that we get lost, or the editing somehow, because we want to...
Excuse me. Well, I think perhaps if since it's an ensemble and we have to give everybody's backstory rather quickly.
Yeah.
And therefore, and in this case, it's not done very all that well. So one doesn't really feel like the viewer doesn't feel as if they know or and you know care, so to speak.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas in other films, you know, you if the characters are perhaps more well known, that's not necessarily needed as much, or what have you. But yeah, because it's not okay. Who are these people? Why are they here? And then there's one scene, for instance, where they get together during this mission, the villains, and they're all sort of commiserating. You know, they're a lot. They're villains. You know, what are you trying to humanize these people? You know, these characters. Are, you know, it's just out of place. So, yeah, it's really a mess.
Yeah, sometimes I just get the feeling like when you have these made up characters, and I'm saying with all the unique costumes, and that it's almost a gawking. reason for having it rather than actually getting me intellectually involved.
Or get it? Well, yeah, and even just on a, you know, at a level where you're involved enough that you're interested and it carries you along, and you know, and you have it's, you know, what do we have, like, you know, sort of the equivalent of cinematic rubbernecking in a way, you know. You just start,
that's right.
You said just sort of looking.
That's right. Yes, that's it. Because you're so enamored with the unique characteristics and the extremes that we don't normally get into the heads of these people. But then you said they had this little therapy session, which
doesn't really work. It's sort of it's out of place. But I think perhaps that's another attempt at what you just mentioned.
Right, but they threw it in at the last minute, or put it in an editing manner that just made you scratch your head, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the number one film at the box office. Wonderful.
Because everybody wants to gawk. Everybody wants to voyeur at it. So.
Well, rubberneck at your own peril is all I'm suggesting to you.
All right, and then I think you had mentioned to me off air. There's a cameo by a superhero. Is that right?
Because we have supervillains, so perhaps there's a superhero. But yeah, there is. I won't.
You're not going to give that up. Okay. Okay.
Not enough to make me recommend the film, but yes, because we're in that universe, and this is, you know, quote, this is the entertainment of the day, you know, this is what is happening, and the, you know, the cinemas are absolutely just rife with costumed superheroes.
Yeah, everybody's running around doing this.
And will continue to be, but this one, you could let it pass you by.
Okay. So we'll stay away from Suicide Squad. Boy, they marketed it up big, though. Okay.
I'm sorry?
They big marketing campaign to get you in there. So.
Well, don't believe it.
Don't buy it. All right, move on to a stream DVD.
All right. This one is out streaming now. The Nice Guys. It's rated R, directed by Shane Black.
Okay.
And we have Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling, and Gurry Wright. Okay, this is Los Angeles in 1977, and Muscle for Hire Chief, Russell Crowe's character, teams up with the world's worst private investigator to find the missing Amelia. Okay, and so we have the world of pornography, and we have conspiracy, and missing girls, and violence, and slapdash sort of violence, and goofiness, and violent goofiness, and does it work? Yeah, it does.
And Russell's the muscle?
Really nice chemistry. I'm sorry?
Russell's the muscle?
Russell's the muscle, yes, he is indeed. We have nice chemistry between the leads, and it's almost stolen by the young lady who plays Ryan Gosling's daughter. She plays a 13-year-old, and she's wiser than both of the leads, and she nearly steals the film. Wow. And that is not to say the two leads don't give fine performances; they do. It's 1970s as seen through the cinema. So we have the sounds of that era, the look of that era, and they're having fun. And I think viewers will too.
I so much miss the 70s.
Well, okay. Well, here's your moment. There you go.
That was sarcasm.
It's, yeah, it has the music and the look of it, and you know, we're dealing with kidnapping, and we're dealing with violence and all of that. But we have, you know, Ryan Gosling is so absolutely goofy, and you know, these guys don't know what they're doing, and that's the fun.
Does Russell
and Shane Black has?
Does Russell bulk up for this or?
Bulk up? I could only say that perhaps he certainly hasn't been going to the gym for this one.
Oh, okay. Nice.
There's more of him. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. In-N-Out burgers.
He,
okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did he fall on his sword and you know have a few more visits to Denny's, so he looks a little dissipated for this one, perhaps, but that's the sacrifice you make for your art, you know. he looks like he's a little past it because that's the character he plays.
Oh, okay. He's supposed to be a out of work muscle guy, not the.
Well, yeah, he's muscle for hire cheap. He's not, you know, he's someone who kind of, you know, he's muscle for hire cheap, and you know, you can obtain his services rather cheaply, and that's the way he looks. And you know, he thinks about maybe he'll become a private investigator because he doesn't really. And you know, and Ryan Gosling's character became a private investigator after sort of his life fell apart, and he is in fact completely inept. But and that's the fun.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, and you get to and it's got a very wonderful 70s soundtrack and yeah. All of that fun, and it's. And as I'll say again, it's violent and seamy, but fun. And so the director, Shane Black, he's been around quite a while, and I believe his directorial debut was all the way back to the original Lethal Weapon. So
Okay. He
knows how to handle this kind of stuff.
Yeah, two guys put together trying to figure out a crime. Yep.
Right, and they don't know what they're doing.
And they don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I've seen that one before. Okay, but it's still good to watch.
Yes, but you know what? This one, works. Yes, you have. You can see this one. It's fun.
Cool. All right, so we got one good one. Nice. That's Nice Guys. And that's on what, typically wide out there?
It's on streaming. Streaming right now. I believe it's on DVD by the end of the week.
Okay.
Next week.
All right, so your pick of the week?
Rush from 1991. It's rated R, directed by Lily Filizanek. It stars Jennifer Jason Leigh and Jason Patrick, and they are, also set in the 1977.
Mm-hmm.
They are undercover narcotics cops who become drug addicts themselves while they're undercover pursuing a drug dealer. This is based on a true story out of Tyler, Texas. This has very the Jason Patrick character is an experienced narcotics agent. His partner Jennifer Jason Leigh is a novice,
mm-hmm.
and they become embroiled in this. And they start to do they use drugs in order to escape detection. But then they begin to do some very illegal things in order to effect an arrest, and it affects everyone involved. And this is a very believable film, was a very realistic film, very gritty film, and really some wonderful performances by the two leads. And this one is out there now, and I really should give it a look.
Cool. All right, so we got two good ones. Stay away from Suicide Squad. And we got Nice Guys, and your last one was, what was the title?
Was Rush.
Rush.
Is, that's the title line, but this is the film is from 1991.
All right. Very good. So we got two good ones. We'll stay with those. Appreciate it as always. We'll get you again next Friday.
Next Friday, it's your big.
All right. Take care.
You too.
That's Mike in the Movies, a good friend of mine, independent film reviewer, giving you two good ones, Nice Guys and Rush. Stay away from Suicide Squad. Just seems to be that they've caught you up in the costuming and the capes and not really in any real substance of the plot. So stay away from that one. Don't waste your money. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a little bit.
If you read the papers, you may see. should really check it out. If you want to know what's shaking, but don't tell me about the things you've heard. Maybe I'm wrong.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started.